Good morning, everyone. I hope that you are having a wonderful morning or a very good day. This morning, we're going to return to John chapter 13 and look at the very end of the chapter. But first, let me ask you a bit of a personal question. Have you ever felt like the Lord wanted you to do something, but for whatever reason, you just couldn't bring yourself to do it well? And you probably started strong, but something got in the way. Perhaps it was family. Perhaps it was your job. Perhaps it was circumstance that just made it all too hard. Again, you maybe started strong, but things got in the way, and you said, no, I don't think I'll do that. Well, today we're going to look at a man who started strong. He said the right things. I believe he had the right intentions, but he absolutely fell apart in the end. But he had something going for him, and that was Jesus. Well, let's jump in, but first let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. Lord, help us just to grasp what we're looking at today from your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get started. In John chapter 13, Jesus took his men up into the upper room and he gave them communion. And then after communion, he took off his robe, laid it aside, wrapped a towel around him. He bowed before each man and washed their feet. After he stood up, put his robe back on, he went on to expose the man who was going to betray him. And Judas ran out into the night. Jesus goes on to tell his followers that his time is short. And after saying that he's soon going to be leaving, he said, as I have loved you, you are to love everyone else. That's such a powerful statement. But he did tell his followers that where he was going, that they couldn't come. And well, Peter loved his master a lot. He couldn't imagine Jesus going to a place that he couldn't follow. I mean, after all, he was the determined one. John chapter 13, verse number 37, Lord, Peter said, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. See, that was his intent. And we know that Peter would eventually lay down his life for Jesus. But for now, let's look at verse number 38. Verse 38, Jesus replied, will you lay down your life for me? Truly I tell you, a rooster will not crow until you have denied me three times. Surely not. This man, Peter, who identified Jesus as you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and he would very soon pull out his sword and take a swing at a temple guard. He would deny him? Well, in this whole thing, Jesus was reminding Peter, no, you can't follow me because right now you're way too weak. You need something and you need it desperately. You, Peter, need to be broken. Well, let's just sum all this up. So many Christians have denied Jesus and just flatly walked away from what he wants them to do. And in their minds, yeah, they're washed up. They're finished. Surely, God could never, ever use them again. But where's Jesus in all of this? Look, when Jesus died and rose again, he brought grace and mercy to the human race. I mean, real grace and mercy to us. And that grace will go much deeper and reach much further than any of us could ever imagine. But just like Peter, you and I, we need to be broken. I want you to get that. We need to be broken and washed up. We need to reach that place of hopelessness. Then he can reach into our broken lives with grace and mercy, and he can lift us up. Well, but that brokenness we go through, it's going to create in us a hopeless spirit. And we're going to have to return to Jesus. And for most of us, that's on our knees. Are you there? Do you need to come back to Jesus? Well, I think if we'll return to him, we'll find that he is right there calling us back to himself. Well, but we must decide to return. Will you do that? Father, I just ask you, Lord, for that you would use us for your glory. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for how you dealt with Peter. No, he did not deserve grace, but you gave him grace. Father, we need grace today. Thank you for Jesus purchasing our grace and then extending it to us. In Jesus' name, amen.